This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Portland in no rush to move him, by the way. That was the latest from Woj, where there's no urgency to, like, get this deal done. Like, they're going to take their time. And I heard Rob Parker, Burger and Fries, and Chris Broussard talking about whether or not Portland owes him anything. And I thought that was a fun conversation in itself. We're not going to get into that, but I don't think anyone owes anything in a work relationship like that. Like, player, organization, like, yo, he was good to them. He stuck around, but they don't owe him anything. Business is business.
He showed his loyalty, and he's requested a trade from Portland, and they're expected to accommodate him. Now, the options, again, like the hot chick at the club, he's got options.
Yeah. But don't you find it crazy, though, Covino, that a player now will say, well, you know, they'll roughly suggest, like, I sort of want to go there.
I mean, you got to be a certain caliber of a player, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, just because Dame's like, yeah, he leaned in Miami, everyone's supposed to be like, well, let's get a deal done. Like, how about you go where we make it work?
Hey, well, you know what? I agree with you, but not everybody's Dame Lillard. I agree with you.
True.
It's a new way of thinking, and wow, yeah, that's different. It's been going on for a minute, but not everybody plays like him, right? So he said, or at one point, it was the Clippers, Heat, and Spurs to be among his preferred destinations. Now, the update in just the past few days is he only wants to play for the Miami Heat, according to Bleacher Report. So now all those options are narrowed down to one. And
yeah, Danny G, I know Wembanyama is a work in progress. He's not even able to drink alcohol. He's a, you know, 7'5", 19-year-old kid.
How do you say it?
Wembanyama.
Yama.
Now, is it there a part of you that, is that too much of a work in progress? Or do you think if Dame had said, yeah, San Antonio, there, that would be like two major pieces added to that team in the last like week or so. If Dame and Wembanyama.
Well, that's the fun part of that conversation in itself. It's like, well, where does he fit the best, right? Because you could see him impacting all of those teams, but which would be the best fit? Now that he's narrowed it down to the Miami Heat, and again, 877-99 on Fox, you have to ask yourself, well, what are the priorities here if you're a guy like Dame Lillard? What are the priorities for you at this stage of life? Is it the team winning? Is it the players involved, like the personalities? Like, yeah, man, I could roll with Jimmy Butler. That's my guy. Is it the location? Hey, Miami. Yeah, you know what? I want to live in Miami. Is it the money? Is it the commitment? What gets you pumped up as far as, where you want to work and what you want to do. The same applies to them in the NBA for the most part. Even though they're playing to win, they don't want to live somewhere whack. All these things matter. Where does their family want to live? Where does their wife want to live? These things all factor into it. Where do I want to raise my kids? All of these things matter.
These are definitely factors. Now, I think, you know, in sports, much like in anyone's job, if moving to a city you don't love did mean great opportunity and legacy and respect and all that, you'd stay there. That's why some players stay in small markets and you give them a little extra respect. Like, wow, they decided to stay there and not try to go to LA or New York or Miami or Dallas. But at this stage of Dame's career, what do you think the talent he has, 7-time All-Star, everyone knows he's an elite type of guy. Don't you think it's the time of his career where it's like, all right, well, now I sort of want to win before it's all said and done?
Well, that's why I think Miami checks off the most boxes for him, right? It's great location, beautiful women, beautiful weather, cool personalities. I'm sure he digs Jimmy Butler and that team. They were in the finals. They're close. Good money.
Not to mention a great coach. Eric Spoelstra is one of the most respected guys. He's got a team that was
to win.
I do have a question, though, Covino, because all the things you just read, I'd like to put Karl Malone's, as we look back on it, Karl Malone's coming to Los Angeles versus all those things you just said. I believe he came to L.A. for what? Just to win a title?
Well, L.A. has so many, to win a title, to say he played for the Lakers. It's like, how many players, as a Yankees fan, I always hear it was their dream. They didn't grow up Yankees fans, but it was their dream to one day play for the Yankees because they're the Yankees. Same thing with the Lakers,
but
right?
My point is he played
as a Laker.
It doesn't always work out. He could want to come to Miami. I don't see a title, and I got on glasses.
Yeah, there's no guarantee for sure.
You got to look at the East, right? Look at the East right now, and outside of Milwaukee, who just had a terrible first-round exit last year, you know, Philadelphia, Boston, there's a few teams that are always in the mix. But you could argue that with the coaching and the team they had, Miami, you saw they were vulnerable in the NBA Finals, right? They were just one superstar shy or one role, you know, one big player shy of competing. They couldn't compete with Denver. They just couldn't. No matter how well they played, they couldn't compete with Denver. You add Dame Lillard to that mix, and if you don't give up too much, though, do they become the elite of the Eastern Conference?
I mean, that's the thinking behind it. You know, that's the point. That's the purpose. But again, it's about what is the most important to you, and what do you think is making that decision for him? Is it that he really believes he could win with them? Joel says no, right? So then, if you think no, then what is it? Because it's Miami and it's a great place to live and maybe end your career?
Just a little over a week ago, I texted you and Rich the clip of him on his IG Live. He was playing Will Smith, Welcome to Miami, in the background.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'm feeling it. We know he likes Miami's vibe. So that's part of it. Good team, and he loves the city.
Now, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure he's married with a kid, right? Dame Lillard's a married guy. So you got to factor that in, too. Because if he was a single dude, I'm like, well, then he's definitely going to Miami.
Definitely.
There's beautiful women there.
Yeah, but there's booty everywhere, Covino. There's booty in Milwaukee.
Don't get rich on the booty.
All right, if you were on booty patrol, you going to Miami or Milwaukee? Are you out of your mind?
I mean, I used to, you know, that was one of my old jobs. People didn't know I used to work on booty patrol. And you're right. Miami's the place. Even Pitbull. I'll name drop. I talked to Pitbull once, and
he didn't return Rich's call after that.
So Pitbull said that when he cast the booty people, the booty girls in every music video, he goes to South Beach and has an open casting because that's where the best booties are at. So I get it, but he's a married guy. I get the vibes. Cool. There's so many factors, but put yourself in an athlete's shoes or someone that's been at the job for a long time. Is winning the priority for Dame now? Is it making the most money in these key years of his career? Is it playing in a city he wants to be with his family in? Or is it winning? That's a question he has to answer, but everyone can answer that for themselves. Like, Danny G, if I told you, you and wifey, you have a baby on the way, you'd make more money. Yeah, but you got to go live somewhere you don't want to live. Would you do that? Is where you live most important? Is it being around the city you want to be in? Like, what's most important to everyone is going to be a different answer.
Depends where you are in life. I mean, even think of why you went to school where you went to school. Location mattered. It's like, how many boxes can you check off? There are hot chicks there. Is it a good party scene? Is it a good school? Is it close to where I could work someday? You know, all these things matter.
Can my wife get a job?
Can my wife? And then, you know, where you live.
That's a factor,
where
yeah.
you choose to live now. It's like, you is it a good school system? Blah, blah. These are all things you factor. I imagine he's choosing Miami, again, as his final option because it checks off the most boxes. And I'm sure his wife is also happy there. And his wife is probably saying, yeah, dude, let's live in Miami. This will be great. And
dude, listen, I got to say something. You know, I don't want to sound like the guy that's
And
up.
They have the chance to win.
And his partner is there. Don't forget about that. His partner is there.
Yes, but we're talking sports here, right? It's Fox Sports. So that is obviously a priority, Rich, and he has the chance to win. So bring up any of those things, location, teammates, money, and he has the chance to win. So
win what?
Win a championship. He has the chance. The chance.
A better chance in Miami than Portland.
Really?
I mean, they made the finals.
They went to the finals, and, you know, if you add a guy like Dame, look at it this way. I don't want to be the guy that focuses only on silly things like booty. But when we moved from New York to L.A., do you remember what one of our bosses said to me? One of our bosses.
I remember what the boss said to me. He said I was the Joey Chestnut of booty. Remember that?
I didn't.
Yeah, he did. He did.
The boss said to me, our boss at SiriusXM, when we moved from New York to L.A., before we came to Fox Sports, the boss said, hey, you know, you moving to L.A., you know, just be careful what you wish for. You're a happily married guy. L.A. might, you know, make sure it doesn't ruin you.
Could change a man.
Because, you know, you move to a city with different types of women. You know, if Dame Lillard's a happily married guy in Portland, Oregon, you think that, like, be careful. Be careful what you wish for.
Why did you have to say happily? Why did you put that in there?
Because sometimes happily could change if he moved to a city like Miami.
Does happily still look at the other booty or no?
Yeah, but sometimes when booty throws himself at you, Zion Williamson style. I mean, not everyone can resist, y'all. Not everyone can resist.
I think the point I'm trying to make, and we're trying to make here, Rich, is a lot of the decisions you factor in and you make, the same applies to people in sports and people in the NBA, and I think we tend to forget that sometimes.
Tell us
what were some factors that brought you to LA? What were some things that you ruled in, Rich?
Like winning, you know, room to grow.
Lifestyle.
Yeah.
I honestly, Joel, I thought if I wanted to start a family, I didn't picture living in New York City where I was living, like raising a kid in Manhattan. I was like, you know what? California seems a lot more chill.
We were sick of the cold in New York.
Like cold winters. You know, weather was a factor. Opportunity was a factor. But think about, let's say, regular guy or girl gets a job opportunity. Like, hey, move to Chicago and you'll get a $50,000 raise. You know what the factors are? Honey, can you get a job there? Do you want to raise our family there? Do we know people there? Do you want to be away from grandma and grandpa and the family? There's factors. And it seems like in sports, when you're a kid starting out and you're making millions and millions of dollars for the first time out of college, or, you know, you're playing from overseas, you'll take what you could get. You hit a Dame Lillard stage of your career where you're a 7-time All-Star, you're one of the elite guys in the NBA, you're one of the few guys that is available now that people know they want him, he wants to be moved. He sort of is weighing all these things out. I guarantee it. He's like, all right, if I'm a dad, all right, my kid's school, all right, where do I want to live? Cost of living. A lot of players, by the way,
can my wife be happy here? That's such a big part.
That's big.
That's so big, dude, because if she can't, then you're in a miserable situation and she's in a miserable situation.
Especially if she has a lot of time on her hands.
Yeah. She's got to get along with the wives and girlfriends. You know, there's so much involved. So we have to assume all of that plus chance to win equals Miami. That's why.
Yeah, you're hearing him say it because I guarantee, based on what you're saying and what Joel's saying, he probably waited out with his wife and they clearly have agreed, like, you know, for the kids, for our life, for everything, like Florida's, you know, and what, no state tax in Florida, right? Don't they have no state tax down there? So they're thinking every Factors. Layer of this, every layer of this, Dame and his wife have probably decided.
And let's do this. It's midweek already.
Covino and Rich get you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week, definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
That's like an eight count right there.
I smell hot dogs.
When the horns hit, you know it's the middle of the week. Might feel like Monday to you because of the holiday, but here we go. Midweek Major. Before we hand it over to Spotty, America's number one and only host for this segment, we usually roll a dice, a love dice, two of them in the studio, but Rich is away. He's in Texas. So joining us, look at this, man. We got somebody famous in the house. The Penny from Benny versus the Penny from the Ben Maller Show.
Oh, Ben's ass Penny?
Oh, sweet.
All right. This Penny is a little warm.
Okay. Rich, you call it. Go ahead,
now,
Rich.
This is for who gets to answer these questions first. So home court advantage. Rich, you call. In the air now.
Heads.
It is heads.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. So Rich gets to go first. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
That's me.
The most famous person from Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
Not true.
Besides Judy Blum, Spotty Boy.
Yeah. Hello. Hey, Spot. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I gotta ask, when you were growing up in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, did the teachers say, you know, Judy Blum's from here?
Of course.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Whenever we would read the Judy Blum books. Let me wake up here. So Mickey Sudo, of the Covino and Rich Show, and also the champion, a female hot dog champion, revealed how she and her husband, Nick, who's also a competitive eater, who competed in the hot dog eating contest, deal with the quote unquote aftermath of the contest.
Oh, great. Yeah.
She, as you know, ate 39.5 hot dogs yesterday, but simple answer, they just avoid each other. I don't know how long. I don't know what the indicator is as far as when they can get back together.
Yo.
But she said they're a little bit grumpy, and they're also dealing with grumpies.
Grumpy.
So they just stay away from each other until the feelings pass.
Yeah,
midweek or major?
This is major news, and I'll tell you why. This is major.
Definitely
because
major.
I am a huge fan of the mystery of gross stuff in a relationship. My wife and I, you could call me crazy. We don't fart in front of each other.
Insane.
We don't leave the bathroom door open. You got to keep the romance alive. I always say I don't want to be burying my head somewhere where I feel like gross stuff goes down. So I'm telling you, love the fact that
he always says that.
It's listen, science.
Let me tell you, if this woman just ate 40 hot dogs. She should be using the guest bathroom for the next 2 days. I love the fact that she dips away. I look at her as the ultimate woman. Wow. I say this is great. God bless her. There you go. What do you want her to tell her husband to pull my finger? I just in a hot dog contest? Come on.
It's a mid story because again we're talking hot dog eating.
That's so mid.
I give her credit. I give anybody credit. For respecting their partner, though. So I do agree with Rich there. It's just something that I don't really think we need to know about, but we do wonder about. So kind of a mid-story. But I'm glad she keeps it separate and tries to keep the romance alive. I think that's key in any relationship. We all slip, right? We all have accidents. But you're really, you're C-blocking yourself the more of a slob you are.
That's so mid.
All right, from hot dog eating goats to actual goats. Michael Jordan was finally pressed on his views on his relationship or the relationship between his son Marcus and Larsa Pippen. He was in Paris and the paparazzi were harassing him. First, he laughed off the question, like what he thinks of it, and finally he was just like, "No, not feeling it." Pushed him off. So I think we finally got the official word. Larsa Pippen's been telling a different story, like, oh yeah, he's all about it, we get along, everything's great, but you can tell that it's weighing on him a little bit too much, this midweek or major.
I think this is major, and I'll tell you why. Michael Jordan in his life has probably felt pressure, but never uncomfortable pressure. I feel like his son put him in a weird spot. Like, Michael Jordan, you know, played basketball. He played baseball. He had off-the-court issues. He had, the biggest divorce settlement of all time with his ex. But Michael Jordan never had to answer questions about his son sleeping with his old best teammate's ex-wife. Like, this is something Michael Jordan should not have to deal with. I think his son put him in a terrible position. Yo, there's so many women in the world. Marcus Jordan's got to be banging Larsa Pippen. Get out of here. Come on.
Yeah, this is a major story because it's Michael Jordan, right? And we all care about Michael Jordan. Anything Michael Jordan does is news. And we did wonder how he felt about it. We only heard Larsa Pippen's side. So to think that Michael Jordan was cool with that always sat weird with me. And the whole relationship between him and Scottie Pippen, it's a murky relationship. Yeah, it's a weird relationship. So it's good to hear that he's not okay with it, even despite all the stuff that Scottie said about him being a weak player recently. And you have to put it in perspective. It's like Rich's son dating my ex one day. Right?
I would love that.
No, but think of how weird that would be. And if someone were like, hey, Covino, how do you feel about that?
I'd be
like, I don't know, not that great, to be honest. So it's a Michael Jordan update, and it's a weird story, therefore major.
Danny G, real quick. Of all the women in the world, Marcus Jordan had to go after Scottie's ex for real?
Soulmates.
Yeah. Can't help how you find love. Can't help how you find love.
And Scotty took that one personally.
A heart only knows another heart.
Exactly. Right, Joel. All right. Speaking of sons of greats, as you know, a lot of sons of athletes will follow in their father's footsteps. Well, Tom Brady's son Jack may not be doing that. Bridget Moynihan, his mother, went on live with, what is it now? Kelly and, what is it?
Kelly
and Consuelos.
And was asked about whether or not her son would be playing football, and she was like, well, we're not pressuring him, but he's not really into football. He's actually more of a basketball and lacrosse guy, so he might not be appearing on the football field anytime soon, but who knows? Athleticism is athleticism. Midweek or major.
I think this is mid. I mean, do we think he was going to be, not the only family that does that, the Mannings, and I don't know if that's in your midweek
that's
major
so
spot.
Mid.
Did you see the pictures of Arch Manning?
No.
Look him up.
Are they scandalous?
The dude looks nothing like, dad and uncle. He's ripped, which we all know doesn't necessarily mean good for a quarterback. But, hey, listen, Ken Norton Jr., dad was a fighter. He was a football player. Patrick Mahomes was a baseball pitcher. Patrick Mahomes, football player. We can't expect, like, every kid to follow dad's footsteps. In fact, if you're athletic, I think it's sort of cool for the kid to do another sport to differentiate themselves from dad. So I think this is awesome.
It's a mid-story for us, major story for them. I mean, it's got to be tough to be the son of Tom Brady. So that's the major part of the story.
True.
The fact that he's a good athlete, props to him. But for us as the fans, it's like, oh, okay, so he's athletic and he's playing another sport? Good. All the best. Because at least he could create his own lane doing his own thing.
And then didn't his son go on to say, and dad, please stop kissing me?
Yeah.
That was the update.
Oh, yeah.
That's a major update. Yeah. All right. O'Neal Cruz of the Pirates got a new tattoo to honor his favorite player, and that's himself. The shortstop got a tattoo to commemorate his first few seasons of the Bigs. And it's a photo, right? It's a photo. So on his right shoulder, it's a photo of himself over a lion. And then on his forearm, he has like a picture of a baseball like coming out of his arm. He just wanted to commemorate, the memories that he's created. He's actually out since April with a broken leg, but is planned to return next month. Midweek or major?
This is major because the other option spot, he was named after Yankee Paul O'Neill, if I'm correct. So what was the option? A picture of Paul O'Neill's afro on his back?
That's what his dad has, who named him. Yes.
Okay, so I mean, like, hey, listen. Look at the NBA, look at baseball, look at the culture now. We're the old guys. If you're, if you're like 40-ish or older and don't have tattoos, you're now in the minority. Everyone's got tattoos. People don't seem to care what they get tattooed on them
I really want to hear Covino's father ask for a tattoo of his own self.
Yeah,
I want his dad's voice.
Yeah. Hey, who gets a tattoo of himself? You know, someone with a crazy ego. So, and Steve-O, like a total like idiot. So I'd say this is kind of weak because his dad was thoughtful enough to name him after Paul O'Neill. Right? He saw greatness in someone else, wanted his son to be like that. His son, even though a great player, sees greatness in himself, like is kind of an ego-driven sort of move. So I'm not a fan of it, Rich, to be honest. Let other people tell you you're great. You don't need to tattoo yourself.
Two of the best young players in baseball, both named Cruz, right? In the NL Central.
Cruz. De La Cruz.
Yeah, the outside. De La Cruz and Cruz. Yeah. What else, Spotty? You got one more?
Yeah, one more. Covino, you might want to take this one. Longtime Yankee and now Baltimore Oriole, Aaron Hicks, made his return to Yankee Stadium on Monday.
Sure did.
In his brand new uniform. The Yankees decided to welcome him back, which is leaving a lot of people scratching their heads, with a tribute video of his career, his 8-year career with the Yankees. Less than stellar career with the Yankees. But not only were fans scratching their heads, they were actually booing as the video was playing on the Jumbotron at the stadium. Created a little, a little awkward moment for Hicks, who was like really thrilled to be back in Yankee Stadium. Is this midweek or major? I'll let you fill in the details.
This is a major story for me as a Yankees fan. I can see how other people are like, whatever. But this dude played his heart out. He wasn't like an unlikable guy who didn't put in any effort. He really tried. He just didn't prosper in New York. So they put together this montage, and they booed him during the montage. And as a Yankees fan, I was almost a little disgusted with how they welcomed him back. He even made a public announcement, and his brother spoke on his behalf of how much it meant for them to be part of the Yankees organization as a family, how much it meant playing in New York, and the Yankees booed him. And then Aaron Hicks steps up and he hits a home run against his old team. And I thought, you know what? This is where the Yankees class kicks in and they're going to applaud him. Like, hey, we hated you. You sucked here. It didn't work out. But hey, man, congratulations.
Okay.
And they booed him again, Rich. So again, it just screamed of classless to me.
No class, Yankees. This is like bumping into your ex who you were bad in bed with and you have to watch a video of you being bad with them. That's what they did to Aaron Hicks.
He had highlight moments, Rich.
So, anyway, I think it's honestly, if it wasn't the Yankees and you weren't on the show, no one would care about Aaron Hicks' return. I think he's bunk. Who cares? The end.
All right. Well, that's midweek major.
Thanks, guys.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This plane lady, Rich, before we get into other stuff next hour,
yo,
instability at the workplace and sports and other nonsense.
Yeah,
this plane lady went viral over the weekend.
This story freaked me out, Macho Man Randy Savage style. Freak out, because you got to put yourself in the shoes of a passenger on this plane. If you don't know what we're talking about, there was an American Airlines flight out of Dallas, and this woman freaks out. Take a listen.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the f*** off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the f*** off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f***s, but I am telling you right now, that mother f***, back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can f***ing die with them or not. I'm not going to.
And
yo,
the internet ran wild with the story.
Yo, bye.
There's a woman that on a plane, as you just heard, who the story goes, she saw an imaginary dude on the back of the plane.
No, and then you're just reading.
He's on the wing.
I mean, that's kind of the story, but not really. I mean, everyone's
Come
got
look.
A different version of it. But
what's your
he's
version?
All right.
So on the wing.
The question is, what would you do? This is a John Quinones sort of question. And I'll play John Quinones. I look closest to the guy. Right?
You do. After yesterday's barbecue, yes.
My head's not quite as big.
No, it's pretty big.
But what would you do? You're on the plane. You're departing from Dallas. You're on American Airlines. And some maniac woman's like, I'm getting off the plane. That dude back there is not real. The story was like, did she see a shapeshifter? Believe it or not, that really is the story. But the side story is, she was intoxicated, drinking the whole time leading up to this, right? So was she delusional? What was going on? Apparently she had an altercation with an imaginary person or whatever, but there was a guy sitting next to her.
Airport beers hit.
And she's like, where are my iPods, my AirPods? Where are my AirPods? And she accused some dude of stealing her AirPods and then had a freak out.
He's on the wing.
So, she had one too many drinks. What is that place in the airport? Vino Volo?
What was it? Guys, which guy?
Yeah, she went to Guy Fieri's airport.
Now she's all over Hudson News. Yeah, so.
Is the plane airborne already? Or
No. So then after wondering, like, well, what the hell was that about? People were sort of alarmed. They actually replaced the flight attendants. They deplaned the aircraft. It was like a 4-hour delay because this woman had a freak out. Now, the speculation is this. People said she was drinking before this. Other people were saying she didn't look drunk, and you could see the video.
I don't think she looked drunk.
She seemed alarmed. So the question is, what would you do? Do you really think maybe she saw something or not?
We're of the Final Destination generation.
Right, exactly.
For the same reason that I won't drive behind a truck with big logs on it,
yes.
If someone is screaming on a plane, get off, I might listen to them.
Well, hold on, Spot. This weekend, we're headed to Las Vegas to do our Fox Sports Radio show.
Yes, we are.
For an NBA fest, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So we'll be doing extra podcasts this weekend. So let's say you hop on a flight at LAX or Burbank, wherever you're flying out of, and you're about to go to Vegas, and some woman jumped up, and she's like, I'm getting off this plane! That guy back there, that mother effer! And she said, you can stay here and die.
Yeah, you can stay here and die. No way.
Are you in Covino just sitting there, or are you thinking about it?
There's flights to Vegas every, like, half hour. I'm getting off. Yeah. I'm getting on a new one.
I mean, I got on a flight with OJ, and I felt a little weird
about it. That's true.
You know, I did think about the possibility.
That is true.
But I got on.
That flight with OJ, the last time we went to Vegas, fun fact, we got on our Southwest flight back to LAX, and O.J. Simpson was in row A, seat one, and the whole time I thought, like, yo, if something happens to this plane, people will be, like, happy.
That's the only time I was rooting. I was not rooting for karma. No.
Yeah.
I spotted him right away. He looked at Rich all crazy. I don't know why, if you've ever seen a picture of Rich.
I said, what's up, Juice? And he was like, hey.
He was wearing a Buffalo Bills hat. And the lady sitting next to him was in this deep conversation with him.
But I was alarmed to the point where, like, if you do believe in karma, right, you're like, well, I don't want to be on a plane with this guy. And we got on. I thought about it.
We were fine.
So I'm sure I would have thought about it, Rich. Like, hey, is this a sign? Is this our cue to get off this flight and switch it out? Because it's alarming.
I would have just kicked her. I can't be late. You got to go, lady. I need this flight.
You know, unfortunately, though, it affected everybody. 4 hours, man.
Hey, Joel, what if you're on the plane and somehow, some way, she knows your name? She's like, Joel, is your name Joel? You need to get off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, get this lady out of here.
Yeah, if you've ever used
Covino's father's voice before.
Get her out of here.
Like, piss off. Piss off.
Yeah, if you've ever seen the Netflix show Manifest, you are running off of this plane.
Exactly.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Joel on the ones and twos, man. Always fun working with Joel. Of course, Danny G is our super producer of the Covino and Rich Show. In for Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick hat trick continues. We're here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's a Wednesday that definitely feels like a Monday. Dan Byers on your updates, spots on the videos. If you want to see what we do, go to @CovinoandRich on social media. You can chime in there or call us now at 877-99 on Fox. We're here in L.A. Rich is in Texas. And We hope you enjoyed your 4th of July weekend like Tom Brady and Jay-Z did. They were at the super swanky party, man. Want that invite one day.
Swank.
Yeah, it was this guy Michael Rubin had a Hamptons 4th of July get-together, all white, meaning everyone's wearing white, and every superstar in sports and entertainment was there. And there was this picture of Tom Brady and Jay-Z floating around. We posted it at Covino and Rich on our Instagram story if you want to see it and chime in there. And it poses the question, because you see two forms of greatness. Greatness in the world of entertainment and hip-hop and business with Jay-Z. The dude's done it all. I mean, he's got his queen. He's got Beyonce, too. He's kept the family together. You could factor that in.
Oh, that, I mean, that is a fact. Yeah, you're going to fight. You're going to do it. It's a fact.
Wait,
you're
going to
do, if you're going to do a tale of a tape, yeah, that's part of it, right?
And Tom
Brady built a house in Miami. Come on now.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's all, you know, he's so great. He's the GOAT. He's got seven championships. He did it all right. He had his beautiful wife. He has a beautiful family. Also a businessman. Who's the GOAT of GOATs? Who's the bigger superstar? It just poses a great debate when you see all these powerful people together. I imagine being at that party, Rich, right? Trying to manifest this moment. And who would I be more impressed to say I was partying with? Jay-Z or Tom Brady? The answer for me, even though I'm a Jay-Z fan, is Tom Brady, because Jay-Z's still debatable. That's what I'm leaning on. There's a lot of people that say, nah, Jay-Z's not the GOAT. Eminem's the GOAT. Jay-Z's not the GOAT. Nas is the GOAT. Tom Brady's the GOAT. He's the guy.
The GOAT.
So, and Joel's agreeing, he's a Lions fan. So,
and a Wolverine.
Yeah. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, what says you? We got a lot of people on hold, Rich. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's hear it. During the break, I said I'm down here in Texas visiting family. I asked my mother-in-law, who's in her 60s.
Yeah. But that's a fun assessment.
I know. Yeah. She's like, I'd say Jay-Z.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, I asked my niece, who's 17, and she said, I would say Jay-Z.
So they didn't go see the Tom Brady movie?
But then again, they are not big sports fans. But I doubt they're big Jay-Z fans either. They just, in their minds, think Jay-Z is a bigger name.
I think bigger name is a different question.
I asked an old lady on a train, and she had no idea who Jay-Z was.
Now, Joel, have you ever seen that clip? It's one of my favorite. The old lady sitting next to Jay-Z on the New York City subway.
You must be famous.
Like, yeah. You seem popular. And
it seems like a lot of people know you. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Jay. Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Jay.
If you don't know what we're talking about, definitely worth looking up later on. Jay-Z's on a train next to an old lady.
Oh,
and other people, you know who he is. She has no idea who he is.
That's great.
So,
yeah, they both used to sponsor products.
I mean, that is true. I mean,
I think it's a fun debate.
He's such a businessman. But
yeah,
then again,
on the
Tom
business
Brady,
side of things, he ran a major record label, which is a huge accomplishment for a rap artist.
He stole it.
It's still a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, but also keep in mind, Tom Brady's one of the few athletes that has a whole brand on his own that people respect. TB12, he's got workouts and supplements and shakes and everything and books. So, hey, let's go to the phone calls and we'll wrap this up. Who do we got, Covino?
Let's start in Ohio. We got Mad Max. Jay-Z versus Brady. Who's more mammoth?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing, man? Y'all got a great show going on, man.
Thank you.
Y'all was talking about earlier. And hands down, man, it's not even a debate, man. End the show, go home, have some drinks, guys. Hey, it's Tom Brady, man.
I agree.
This is an individual win, man. Like, there's a lot of great rappers that's going to come in the future. But nobody is going to surpass Tom Brady. Even though I'm a Bronco fan, go Broncos. But Tom Brady, he has seven rings. He's lost three in the championship. Even though Jordan is probably a greater star to me than Tom Brady because he never lost. But Tom Brady, man, he's done something nobody's ever going to probably do in the future. Jay-Z is just another great rapper. There's tons of great rappers. It's Tom Brady, man. So
Max.
Hey, Max, Tom gave us Gronk. Jay-Z gave us Beyonce and Rihanna. He found Rihanna.
How about B.I.G., right?
Yeah.
P-O-P-P-A. Now, Rich and I have been fortunate enough to come up the ranks of Maxim Magazine, Maxim Radio. We did Maxim Radio years ago on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
And we would go to all these swanky Maxim parties back in the day. We were at a Maxim Super Bowl party, and I'll never forget this. It was Tom Brady playing slap ass, palling around with A-Rod at a party that we were at. And I just remember looking and saying, you know, that is like such a VIP moment right there. And just seeing Tom Brady in his element chilling, yo, he had an aura about him. You're like, yo, that's somebody. That's Tom Brady.
Yeah,
I don't know if I feel the same way about Jay-Z.
Here's the thing. You got to put your own personal feelings aside, and I'm doing that for this one. Because
I'm not. Dude, I am too. I like Jay-Z.
No, if you ask me personally, who do I think is the bigger star that means more to me? I'm a big NFL fan. I like hip-hop, but I'm not a big hip-hop head where I'd be like, yo, Jay means so much to me. Tom Brady, to me, is a superstar that I would love to meet, talk to him, sit down with him. Same with Jay-Z, but I've interviewed Jay-Z, and I've had good conversations with Jay-Z.
And honestly, wasn't memorable. Rich and I have interviewed Jay-Z, right? Danny G, I'm sure you've crossed paths with him too.
Yeah.
As a hip-hop guy.
I stuck the phone in his face and put him on the 50,000-watt station one night. He got mad.
I know that legendary story. You know, he has a little bit of an attitude about it. Again, years ago, this is our experience. I'm still a fan. It doesn't matter. I'm a fan from Hawaiian Sophie days. And he didn't want us to take a picture with him. He gave us that rock star. I don't think Tom Brady would do that to us. I don't. You know, there's something about an athlete that makes him a little more likable and down-to-earth to me. You know, these music guys are a little artsy, a little different. They could tell you, nah, I don't want to take a picture. Again, I'm just giving you the pros and cons.
I love Tom Brady, but when I saw him, he hey-buddied me. And I was like, oh. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I thought you said he head-butted you.
He hey-buddied me. That's worse.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, buddy. Yo, one quick thing, though, that Max said on the studio lines right now. He said there's going to be a lot of great rappers in the future. What points to that? Because, I mean, if you're talking J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar, and they're not new anymore, but there's not a lot of MCs coming out right now that, you know, are making people turn their heads like, oh, my God, that's a future legend right there.
That is true.
So, again, Tom Brady and Jay-Z taking pictures
Jay-Z looks like a quarterback. You ever see the comparison with him and Troy Aikman? they do look alike.
I
think you guys are convincing me. I think I'm starting to move more toward the Tom Brady.
All right. Thank you, okay. Joel. Joel and Danny G on the phones, 877-99 on Fox. And again, at Covino and Rich. We got Paul in L.A.
Yo, Paul, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, boys. So, as a longtime diehard Raider fan since they moved to Vegas and from Oakland to L.A., from L.A., I couldn't stand Tom Brady my entire childhood. But there's no debate that Jay-Z is not the GOAT. Because if Biggie hadn't passed away, Jay-Z wouldn't even be relevant. Nas was more relevant than Jay-Z for that time. So
that's why I'm saying there's so much debate there. There's so much debate, not to take away from Jay-Z, but there's so much debate, so many question marks. They're both hugely successful. I'm a fan of both. Thank you, Paul. Let's go to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on the Covino and Rich Show in for Dan Patrick. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I'm 61. I'm from Texas, where football is king. I'm a classic rocker, not a hip-hop guy. And I want to tell you, without a question, it's Jay-Z.
Wow.
All right, why, though?
Yeah.
Brady's accomplishments are in a narrow field. Jay-Z is just a bigger mogul. No question.
More of a mogul.
Hey, I like the questions or your question of the day here. Good debate. I'll take it offline and listen in. Good stuff, guys.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks
for chiming in. That was a good call. Let's go to Mo in Arizona. Maybe one or two more to wrap it up.
Yo, Mo!
Jay-Z versus Brady. Who's more mammoth? What's up?
Okay, look, unless you're a Patriots fan, who cares about Brady? I mean, you could say he's the GOAT, but that's debatable also because I'm a Niners fan. I would take Montana over him, and like, it's just because he has more rings.
There it is.
Bill Russell has more rings than Jordan, but who's the GOAT, right? So let's not go there. I mean, like, that's easy. Like, if you see Jay-Z, you're like, oh, crap, that's Jay-Z. Not to mention you stole my thunder with the Beyonce debate, but it's easy, Jay-Z. Hands down.
Yo, let me ask you, as a Niners fan, side question, not to be ADD, who's our quarterback this year? I'm a Niners guy, too. Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, or Sam Darnold?
Oh, we going Purdy, man, all the way.
Purdy all the way? All right.
Good call, Mo. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate
Purdy ain't healthy, is he?
He's going to be back. He'll be ready.
He'll be ready, is what they're saying.
Week 9.
You know, the Beyonce factor definitely puts Jay-Z a little further than I was giving him credit for, because that says a lot. He kept the family together despite infidelities and problems. I mean, everybody has problems, right? He kept it together, though.
You convinced me, Covino. It's Jay-Z.
You know what? I will. You know,
you're so back and forth, Joel.
Jay-Z, Tom Brady. Could I say one thing for two guys that are majorly in the spotlight? It seems like they're both good dads. I know that sounds corny to say,
no,
but
it's
they
true.
Seem like they're both involved dads,
of
which
course.
Is you know. By the way, I'm looking at our. I put up a Twitter poll a few minutes ago, and the up to date right now is that Tom Brady has a slight lead in the Twitter poll.
I don't know. To me, he just garners so much respect amongst the league and his peers and his colleagues. Like, you know, I know Jay-Z does too, but not as much. People like fawn over Tom Brady. You know, they talk about Tom Brady the way old guys talk about Babe Ruth.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, you got hey, buddy.
Hey, bud.
One last phone call.
All right, cool.
We'll wrap it up with Shane. Shane in Des Moines, you're on the show.
You know, as great as Brady and Jay-Z are, let's talk about Danny G. I'd rather meet Danny G. He worked for Clay Travis. He worked for Ben Maller. He won a Benny on the Ben Maller show. You can keep your Grammy and your Super Bowl. Give me the guy that won a Benny.
You
I
know
want
what?
Danny G.
I don't blame you. Danny G is a swell fella.
I mean, Danny G, your resume between Clay Travis, Ben
just
Maller,
show us
now,
a picture
now
of
Camino.
Danny. Just show us a picture
Camino
of Danny
Rich
G at
won.
The party. And we'll vote for him. Where's his
what?
Picture?
Danny G has the better voice of all of them. I'll tell you that. That's hands down. And he's the better producer for sure.
And I think he'd vote for Tommy because he's just hired him for the Raiders.
You know what, Danny G, wrap it up, in fact, since Shane wants to hear from you and meet you anyway. You're a hip-hop guru. It's where you built your career, but you also love your sports.
Yeah,
as
so
a Raiders
really
fan,
tough.
Yeah. So who honestly do you give the edge to here?
Let's see if he tells you what he already told me.
It is interesting because Danny G is a hip hop guy who's a Raiders fan. Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like ever since Brady divorced with Belichick, he's been more accessible. We've seen a great side of his personality. We've seen him at lots of parties, lots of pictures. Jay-Z is a harder guy to get next to and take a picture with. So because of that, I'm going to say Jay-Z is more mammoth in that photo.
The star power.
Yeah.
He got the star power. He keeps the mystique. He's got more mystique now. That's a great point.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.